Hello, folks. My name is James Suplee, the director of the GMAT program here at Claiborne Education. And I'm here to share with you a little bit today about GMAT Quant, or the math side of the GMAT. So GMAT Quant tends to be the most challenging section for our students and for most GMAT takers out there. Statistically, our students spend roughly twice as much time as they do twice as much time on GMAT Quant as they do on the remaining sections, the verbal section, integrated reasoning, and the essay, or the AWA. And why is that? Well, first of all, it's just the sheer content that GMAT Quant requires. There are a lot of math concepts on GMAT Quant. They're mostly things that you probably haven't looked at since high school. Arithmetic, algebra, geometry, those sorts of things. And so we have to do a lot of review of those sorts of concepts. How do we measure the angles, the interior angles of a polygon? Or how do we solve quadratic equations? Or all of these sorts of things that you have probably forgotten about, but need to know now for the GMAT. So we do a lot of content review to make sure that those foundations are solid and secure. And then the other primary challenge on GMAT Quant is that they don't let you use a calculator, which can often be a big bummer for students. And lots of students are like, why is this? Like, I see this problem and I know that I could do it with a calculator in about 30 seconds. So why do I have to learn all these different strategies to solve these problems and know all these mental math shortcuts and all that kind of stuff without a calculator? And I think one of the big reasons why the GMAC, the organization that administers the GMAT, why they don't let you use a calculator on the quant section is because it encourages you to use creative problem solving techniques. You can look at a problem and say, oh yeah, I could brute force this with a calculator in about 30 seconds, but how can I creatively solve this problem? How can I change the problem slightly to solve it, whether that's through estimation techniques or other simplification techniques? It allows you to think about problems differently, which I think is a very important concept in business, right? You need to be able to look at a problem and say, okay, well, we could throw a bunch of money at this. We could try to solve this in the brute force kind of way, or we could find that new, innovative and creative solution to solve this problem and to advance our business or to help whatever industry we're trying to grow, help it grow in a new and exciting way. But that still remains as a very big challenge, right? Not having a calculator on the test. It can be very challenging for students to start to look at these problems and say, okay, well, how can I solve a math problem creatively? How could I figure out a different way to solve this problem more quickly, more efficiently? And so we here at Claiborne, we understand those challenges. We understand the massive amount of content that you need to know for GMAT Quant. We understand how not having a calculator can really impact your test taking experience. How it can really, really be a challenge for you. And we're here to help you overcome those challenges. We're here to help you improve your score so that you can get into that school and that you can have a better future. So that's all I have for today. If you like what you heard here, please make sure to like this post and share this podcast with your friends. And if you'd like to learn more information about how we help you confront the challenges of GMAT Quant or any other aspects of the GMAT, feel free to visit our website at claiborne.com. Thanks. We'll see you soon.